So welcome back everybody to this segment three with Christina Hannan again. And in this part we're going to be looking at the new year. So 2017 is literally just around the corner and we're going to look at how to prepare for that effectively and really well. I'm really looking forward to a new year. I think as we talked about in the first segment, looking back over the year, the things you planned for that didn't go so right. And then I would say even for myself, some things happened completely took me by surprise, really great things, you know, that I hadn't even planned for or thought I was even going to be involved in. So it's amazing the way the year can go. It can be great to plan, and I think that's what we've been talking about today. It's definitely good to plan or pre-prepare now before January arrives. But how would you suggest people do this? I know we touched on this briefly earlier, so you know, how would they really look at their goals for 2017 and prepare for them, you know? And I know being realistic is a part of that as well.
Well, I suppose, as we mentioned earlier, you know, the best thing to do is have a look at where you are in your life now and what is it that you want to change. You know, it could be a number of things. You know, what is it that's causing you an issue that you feel you're not happy with? So is it a big change or a number of small changes or maybe even a combination of both? And it, or is it, as we mentioned earlier as well, is it to do more of something you're already doing? So it might be that you're doing something, like for yourself, you know, you were on your path, you were doing all these different things, and other stuff that you really enjoyed sort of came out of left field. Mm-hmm. You were able to incorporate them as well. So really people need to think about what is it that you hope to achieve at the end of the day? That's your starting point.
Okay.
And it's from there then that you start to look at how you go about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, setting your goals. And when I say setting goals, it could be something very small or it could be something huge. But, you know, big goals have small steps in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where people get a little bit daunted, you know, when mm-hmm. they think, well, I want to be in a different career, you know, than I am this year by the mm-hmm. end of next year or middle of next year. How do I go about doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you need, that's a big step because it's a different mm-hmm. career. How do you break that down? I'm just using that as an example, but it can be applied to anything, really.
Yeah.
You know, take baby steps to get to where you want for the bigger change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once people acknowledge that it's not something that could necessarily happen overnight, and there will be some work involved,
mm-hmm.
you know, that, but the main thing is that people are committed to their change. Because you can have the best laid plans, and if you're not committed to them, they're not worth the paper that they're written on. So I think before you make any changes, ask yourself sincerely and be honest with yourself, is this really something I want to do? Do I want to give it the time and the effort that is involved getting the changes that I'm looking for?
Yeah, I think that's really, really good advice, and for those that are listening to really take that on board. You know, when we set goals, and I do it myself, and like you said, the baby steps, sometimes I hear very often from clients that the end goal seems so big, you know, it seems so big that it's unreachable, but it's a set of those baby steps to get you to that bigger goal. But what you said there is, are you going to be committed to the work and the hard work that goes into things? Change, if change was easy, I think we'd all do it, you know, and,
exactly.
and very, very well. So, and it's not to say when we say it's hard, it doesn't mean hard that it's going to be like the most stressful thing ever you do. It's just different, and it's different to how you've done things before. But I think commitment is key. I mean, I know for myself, starting things off and just not giving it the commitment, it doesn't work. You know, you get back what you put in, as they say. And I really do think that's a critical part. So I'm glad that you know, that's the advice that you're giving as well. And how, you know, and like that as well, somebody can see, we talked about this earlier on, comparing themselves. I should have that different job, or I should have more money, or I should have that relationship, or I should have kids. I better do this. But really looking at, is it actually what's in aligned with what you truly want for yourself, you know?
Exactly.
And how do you think people can figure that out? Like, you know, is it just about listening to their gut feeling, or is there anything that people can do to really say, am I aligned to what my goal is?
Yeah, I mean, that again, it's a very personal thing. So you're right when you say about the gut feeling. If you feel that you are meant to be at a certain stage of your life, and or you're, you know, there's nothing worse than doing something because you think it's expected of you and
mm-hmm.
you're miserable.
Yeah.
And you might achieve it and you might be very successful, or you might be in a relationship that everyone thinks that's wonderful, but you're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
So you you really need to look at what is it that makes you happy? What is it that stays true to you and your values? You know, if your value, people would be very surprised that they might get what they think they want, and when they get it, because they've done it as it was expected of them, mm-hmm. or, you know, it's the next natural progression of, you know, state that you're, or step you're supposed to take, it doesn't necessarily mean that you want it. And when you get it, you might go, this isn't all it's cracked up to be. Mm-hmm. And I do think you just need to, you know, without sounding a bit wishy-washy about it, you do need to take that time to be honest with yourself. If you have an opportunity to go for a new job and everyone's encouraging you to go for it, it might be promotion or something. Mm-hmm. If you, okay, you're going to have nerves. Of course you're going to have nerves, if, you know, unless you think that you can run the whole place. But the thing is, listen to your gut. Your gut is never wrong. If mm-hmm. You know, I'm using that as an example, the job, but it's the same for a relationship. It's the same for a situation you might find yourself in. You know, don't go along with it just because everyone else is. If it doesn't feel right to you, get out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that gut instinct is like a natural little internal alarm, you know, and I mm-hmm. think we should listen to it. I know that I ignored it on many occasions, and it turned out that I should have listened to it because I would have saved myself a world of delay and pain and, you know, time wasting, and, you know, afterwards, because I knew all along. You know things yourself, and you know people need to give themselves more credit for their intuition, I think.
Yeah.
You know, people might feel, oh, ignore that. That's just me being nervous. Of course, there's an element of that, but if it's something that's more deep seated, something that keeps coming up, you need to pay attention to it because you know you're being told something that you need to pay attention to.
Absolutely.
You know, so I do think that you know you need to be honest with yourself. And just because it's going off the norm, don't be worried about that. If people ask you, why are you doing that? This is your life and your path. And as we said earlier, don't compare yourself to others.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they'll be a bit envious of you because you've gone off to do something that they've thought, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
Or I wish I could do that. Yeah. Or they're very brave for doing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't be afraid to make a change. Obviously, if there's other people, you know, that might be affected by it, think about it. Make sure you're following what you feel is the right thing.
Yeah, that's really good advice again. I'm loving this interview. Everything is just so good, and I think you're going to give really, really great guidance to people, because I know I'm getting great guidance just listening to you, so it's fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
But one of the things on that part of goal setting, so we looked at having to be committed, having to listen to our gut feeling, being in alignment with things. So what about if you have a goal and you really want to achieve it? So I've had two goals in particular in parts of my life over the last 2 to 3 years that I've wanted to achieve, and I never achieved them. Now, can I look back and say I was committed? No. So we kind of have a strike one there. Wasn't committed enough. But also I probably have some mental blocks around things. So I've questioned, well, is it really right for me if it's not happening? So why am I sabotaging myself, for example, and not being committed and doing the work that I'm supposed to? And then maybe it's not for me. Or does that really just come down to more, you know, fear, procrastination and all of that? So how can you identify if something is just not supposed to be for you? Or is it a case that it is for you, but it's really down to what you're going to do to make it happen?
Yeah, I mean, there can be a bit of a fine line there. I do think, as you said, you know, commitment is the main thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing, for example, if you have a goal you never seem to achieve, mm-hmm. and you keep on setting it for yourself, you know, you should say to yourself, right, what's really stopping me here?
Mm-hmm.
How far did I get the last time? What blocked me? You know, was it an individual? Was it, you know, a situation? Is it for monetary reasons? Is it, you know, emotional reasons?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it's a recurring thing that you need, then you need to stop and look at that in more detail. You know, how committed were you? If it was yourself stopping yourself, then you really weren't that interested in making the change or as much as you thought you might have been.
Yeah.
You know, there could be fear there holding you back. So what is it you're afraid of? You know,
mm-hmm.
I would say, again, how realistic is your goal? You know, are you setting something that you will never achieve? So you're setting yourself up to fail from the start. And is that self-sabotage a case of, I knew I wouldn't be able to do that. See, there it happened again. I proved myself right.
Yeah.
And if you are saying that to yourself, Again, why are you being your own hardest critic? Why are you setting yourself up to fail before you even begin? Just to prove yourself right that you're going to fail.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Interesting.
there's a lot there that needs to be looked at. That might be something that's more deep-seated in yourself. And it could come from something that happened to you previously. And it's had a knock-on effect on you emotionally or mentally. You have a block. But one thing I would say is, again, how realistic is your goal? So if it is something that's realistic and you're just failing it all the time, if it's something, again, I would look at the control, influence, accept.
Yes,
if you are, for me, if I wanted to be an Olympic swimmer tomorrow, I can't even swim properly, so I know that's not going to happen. If I set myself that goal, I know that I am never going to achieve that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to be realistic. And again, as we said earlier, it could be a huge goal. It could be something that is very daunting to take on, and there is fear. And what I would say to you is, if you are putting it off and if you are afraid, what is it that you're afraid of? You obviously want to change something.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'd say, well, how are things working for you now without making that change? You know, if you, how is not doing anything making you happy? You know, how is it changing where you are? So you didn't make any progress for the umpteenth time, and you're back in the same situation, and you're not happy, and you're looking at setting this particular goal again. Why is that? What, firstly, why is it that you're setting the goal again? And then why is it that you're failing each time you do it? So, as I said, it could be something more deep-seated. Mm-hmm. But I would say, like, how is this situation serving you by staying in it? It's not, you know? So once you acknowledge that and go, God, yeah, this isn't, you know, I'm not happy with this, or, you know, find that little push in yourself to take the first step, because it was the best thing you do for yourself. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You go and you learn from it, or you go and you get the life that you wanted and the situation that you wanted. You know, you can't really lose either way.
And I think that's really good.
Taking that step.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what it is always about. It's that first step. It's that first step to trying. And I think sometimes we give up very easily. Like I'm saying, I wasn't committed enough, you know, to certain things, because it's hard work. So it's like, oh, I'll do that again next week, you know, that way. But I do think it's that first step. And one of the things, just as you were talking on that, it was something I wanted to talk to you about anyway, but was around people's self-care. So for me, and this is just my personal opinion, I think, you know, our self-care is fundamental for any change, and it's really foundational of change, because if you look after yourself, whether that's emotionally, physically, spiritually, whatever way that it is, you're placing, like, a nice energy towards yourself and where you want to be. So like you just said a minute ago, how great is your life now by not doing what you know you should be doing for yourself? So you're living, and I think, you know, you're living in that consistent feeling of stagnancy or upset that the thing hasn't changed. So how important do you think self-care is, and how can people improve it?
I think it's vitally important to people, because, you know, take the time to do the things that improve your life. So it could be exercise or eating well, or even just trying to relax, you know, knowing that you need to take care of yourself and not pushing through whatever you're going through is really important, because so many people put other people first, and then they have little in the tank left for themselves, and they become worn out, and then it's just a vicious cycle. You're tired, you're unhappy, you don't want to do things. That's how your goals go by the wayside. You're not committed. You know, as I said before, take that first step. Try and make at least 20 to 30 minutes available to yourself during the day if you can. And I know that can be very hard for people because of work and family life, etc. Even if you can go into the bathroom and take, you know, some time for yourself, if you can do that, just to get away from the day-to-day activities. And, you know, try and do something more. And it might be that, you know, if you want to go to exercise classes or go walking, and I understand that a lot of people might like to be able to go to a yoga class where they'll teach you relaxation and breathing, or a Keep Fit class or something. But they either, you know, can't make the time, or they can't afford it.
Yeah,
you know, because these classes can be expensive, and not everybody has the money to go to them. So what I've learned from myself, from other people giving me information, there are lots of great free classes on YouTube you can do in the comfort of your own home and in your own time.
Yeah.
You know, I know, for example, there is yoga. I think it's Yoga with Adrienne or something. You'll find it on YouTube. She has all sorts of styles, all sorts of levels, and you can do it at your own pace. She does breathing exercises. And then if somebody wants to keep fit and do exercise, but they don't have time to go to the gym, the body coach, he also is a guy, I think his name is Joe or something. He also does a lot of different levels. And for people that might be very unhealthy, have no exercise, you know, level at all, or might actually be injured or ill, he actually does different levels. So you can pick and choose. You know, I think if you take the step to just value and look after yourself, you would be amazed at how confident you feel about making the other changes in your life.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I think because you're feeling good, you know, and you're like nurturing yourself, you want to have that feeling longer and even more. And like you pointed out there, there's so many amazing resources out there that you can tap into. And I know that guy you're talking about, Joe Wicks, I just bought his book.
He's
Lean in 15, like 15 minute meals and all these things again, because our lives are so busy and pressurized and running here, there and everywhere. And again, even like this in time for your mind. So for those of you listening to this, you've come along to this website for exactly all the reasons that we're talking about here. But it is absolutely critical. And I would find, definitely having worked with people over I've been working with people for about 8 years now, and even going into my 9th year, and you get to see the patterns and you get to see, you know, the different types of personalities, and I get to see myself in a lot of people as well and go, oh, that's a lesson for me. But the consistency, the commitment, the effort, and all of that on top of a foundation of self-care, I think is the recipe really for change and for growth. And there's going to be loads of stress, and 2017 is not going to just be a stress-free year. Like, everyone's going to deal with it on some level, albeit small or, you know, major for some people.
I agree.
And I think, like what you said, is be realistic of where you're at. Use the four techniques from earlier, the CIA, the breathing exercises, the escape route, the presence, and looking after your body and your mind, which is extremely important. And and I think that's, you know, I was so delighted that you allowed me to interview you, because what I love about your work is that, and I said this in the first segment, is you're blending the practical with, you know, the wellness side. So it's like, you need to look after your mind, body, spirit, but this is how you can do it in a more earthly way, you know, like this is how we can bring it down here and do it properly. So I think all of, you know, the way that you work is great to have both sides of that, because I think everybody needs that. It needs the whole, you mentioned this earlier when we were talking before the interview, like the holistic approach, and holistic is, sometimes people use, think of the word holistic as in, you know, it's just healing or spiritual stuff. It's not. Holistic is the whole package, you know. And that's what's brilliant. And I think I'm delighted that you allowed me to interview you, and for those who are listening, I'm sure they've picked up just some fantastic, really great little nuggets of information that you can incorporate into your day. That's the whole point of Time for Your Mind, is how can I integrate this into my daily routine? We get up in the morning, have a shower, wash our hair, get out, put on our makeup, our clothes, down for breakfast, out the door. And what I'm trying to do here, and with the stuff Christine has given you today as well, is about trying to incorporate that, this stuff, that the most important stuff really, into your everyday routine, that you do it without even thinking, which would be brilliant. So thanks so much, Christine, for joining us today, and for all of the segments that we've done. So just to recap as well, Christine is an executive coach dealing with career as well, and also she is a life and personal coach, and she is a Reiki practitioner, and does really, really great work. And if you would like to book a session with Christine, she's available in South Dublin for face-to-face appointments, but also available over the phone and Skype, which is great. And you can visit her website at www.conduitcoachingandholistics.ie, and also Conduit Coaching and Holistics on Facebook. I'll be putting all of the links in, so you don't have to remember all of that off heart. And you can touch base with Christine through her website and have a look at all her stuff. I'd highly recommend having a few sessions with her in either the practical or the wellness, or both, which would be wonderful. And so thank you again, and I hope you have a great Christmas, Christine, and a really great 2017 yourself.
Thank you, and I wish the same for you too.
Okay, thanks for joining us.
Bye.